So first of all, there has been some concern addressed that the bill does not adequately address anything involving the Common Core standards. And what I would answer to that is two things. Well, first of all, that it's not necessarily written in there, but I do believe that the option of having alternative tests certainly deals with that issue. But many have felt that that isn't enough, and they would like it to go farther. And to be frank, I agree with that. And so we are going to be, as part of the next version of the bill, on an annual basis, we will be asking all school boards in the state to be declaring which academic standards their district plans to use for the upcoming school year. Because that is currently the right of school districts, and we want that to be something that is done publicly so everybody knows what the intentions are. Second thing would be, once again, focusing on local control, is that we want to make sure that the Department of Public Instruction is paying full attention to what the local school districts say. And as we know, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has adopted the Common Core standards, although they cannot force local school districts to use it. Fact is that most of them are feeling obligated to do so. And so we will be putting something in the bill to strengthen the local control to make sure it is absolutely clear that the Common Core standards do not need to be used by the local school districts. Then, second point would be, there has been a lot of concern about the Academic Review Board, or the ARB as it's called in the bill. And I can tell you that in the next version of the bill, the Academic Review Board will be eliminated. It's just another level of bureaucracy that is not necessary.